expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sounds kind of weird in these phones. Different. Hey, shut that off.
Working on it.
Okay. Today is Sunday, November 2nd. It is Veterans Day. So we want to let everybody know out there that, hey, thank you for your service. And, wow, what a great country this is to have as many people that have served in the armed forces to maintain our freedoms.
And today at the 11th hour will signify the 100th anniversary of the end of World War One.
Yeah. Yeah. 11-11-18.
Mm-hmm.
11-11.
I believe the 11th hour 19, here 18. Is about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I believe.
Wow. Interesting. Well, before we get to moving on to that, I would just like to say that I'm here in the great state of Jefferson without my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting. She's up at the Igo Cemetery feeding the veterans, which is what she does. And but we have Jared here, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hold on.
You can just leave it and I'm pissed.
No, I changed it a little bit, so it's, you know.
All right.
Red Smith, who's on an unfunded seventh, who's in, still in. The unfunded seventh circle of an out-of-control debt perpetrated by banksters that have spun us into a mountain of interest with fiat paper, no longer backed by real money. While the mainstream media, meatheads, prostitutes, politicians, pedophiles, liars, leakers, libtards, and lowlifes that have painted themselves into a corner filled with a steaming pile of political correctness gone wild.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you have it. So,
and heads up, you might want to keep your hand near the button today.
Oh, boy. Yeah. So I got to figure out. I forgot my cord. See, so I'm looking to make sure that I don't go on sleep mode here at any moment. Yeah, battery here. Hold on, power and sleep. There we go. Okay, so I want to turn that up to about 3 minutes so I don't get a blacked out screen right in the middle of what I'm saying. And if you'll have to take over at the end of the day if I lose my battery power.
Alrighty.
Which means it's all on you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. All right. Where should we start? Should we start with California Opportunity Zones? Should we start with Vampire in Brooklyn? Should we start with the Blue Wave, Tempest in a Teapot?
I don't know. We could start a lot of places. I mean, you know, you want to talk about the elections that I think actually went fairly well nationally. We're screwed in California.
Well, so what's new?
Yeah, that's nothing different.
Jared, could you give me that cord for my plug-in here? There should be a cord over there. Yeah, it's like the speaker cord.
Yeah, that'll allow
that. That allows me. Yeah, there you go. Thank you very much. Just because it makes things easier here when I'm doing stuff. Little technical. We're having a little technical difficulty here, so don't worry about it.
Where we can dive into the fact that California's criminal negligence is busy at work today killing yet more North State citizens.
Yeah, I posted something in Facebook, and it's like, good grief. Okay. Yeah, Trump's blaming the deadly California wildfires on gross mismanagement of the forests.
It is.
I mean, and everybody, oh, he hates Americans. Well, he doesn't feel sorry for anybody. People die. But is that the truth or not?
I am tired of mourning the deaths of my fellow citizens. I'm tired of the grief. I'm tired of it's time to stand up and say enough is enough. It needs to stop and get to the bottom of it. And are there other contributing factors? Does the drought contribute? Absolutely. Does federal mismanagement and closing our roads and things contribute? Absolutely. But what it comes down to is 40-plus years of CEQA and California and sue and settle NGOs like the Sierra Club and other things that have completely shut down timber logging and turned our forests into stacked kindling bonfires that are murdering citizens is the primary thing to blame for all of this, and it needs to stop. It's California's fault. It's straight out of Sacramento, and it needs to end.
And where did all the money go?
What money?
Yeah, let's see. There used to be money to reduce and eliminate dry brush. There used to be money to eliminate or reduce tree lines.
Pre-built fire breaks.
Fire breaks, chopper flyovers to target high exposure areas, population area exposure, fire break safety management. There used to be a bunch of different stuff. And where did all that money go?
I don't know. Why are we paying more for less?
I don't know.
Where's all the money from the fire fee that was supposed to be the stopgap?
It's weird.
How many fire engines has that bought? How many firefighters has that paid for? How many tankers have we added to the air fleet?
How many high-speed rail cars do we get? Never mind.
Yeah. What kind of firefighting equipment and capabilities could we have for the $11 billion that we've wasted on his choo-choo?
And we're just starting. It's kind of like the big dig in Boston, only this is like not just the big dig. This is the big bend over and dig.
Exactly.
I don't know. But before we get too far into that, I want to play a little 3-minute clip from OAN, which is America's Only News Network. No, it's the one with One American News Network, sorry. And I want to play this. This is what the mainstream media refused to tell you this week. And this is a good launch point for the rest of the day. All right, here we go. This is what's her name? Liz Wheeler.
To see more videos like this, click on the link below and subscribe to One American News on YouTube.
I forgot to pull it back. Excuse me. Here we go. My fault. Technical difficulties. Here we go.
Welcome back. One final point before we go tonight. What the mainstream media was afraid to tell you about the news this week. This week, while the mainstream media obsessed with hating President Trump, per usual, here are the things that happened that really matter. The Senate Judiciary Committee released their final report on the Kavanaugh accusations. This is what they found. No credible evidence to support the claims levied by Christine Blasey Ford.
Zero.
The report details a case of mistaken identity. Another man said he was the one who had the encounter with Christine Ford. The report detailed a case of mistaken identity regarding the Yale allegations, too. Another man, not Brett Kavanaugh, was known to expose himself and had a photo to prove it. The report detailed witness tampering by Dr. Ford's friend, Monica McLean, who pressured Leyland Kaiser to change her testimony to favor Dr. Ford. And the report contained referrals to the Department of Justice for criminal investigation of four different people who lied about their allegations for political purposes because they didn't like Judge Brett Kavanaugh. But did the mainstream media tell you about this? No, they didn't. In fact, the mainstream media continues to pretend Kavanaugh is guilty until proven innocent. And Democrats in Congress are still talking about impeaching him. The White House revoked the press pass of CNN's Jim Acosta. That part, the mainstream media reported. But think about this. If Acosta were conservative, or if he worked for a network like One America News or Fox, and the White House intern he bullied worked for the Obama White House, liberals' heads would have exploded. But did the mainstream media report on this double standard? Of course they didn't. Instead, they pretend the president is hostile to the free press, which is a blatant lie. 101 Democratic lawmakers endorse CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations. CARE claims to champion Muslim Americans, but in truth, CARE is tied to radical Islamists. CARE was an unindicted co-conspirator in the largest terror financing prosecution in U.S. history. They are the U.S. branch of Hamas.
I got to stop it there for just a second.
The U.S. branch of Hamas.
And how many Democratic senators, did you catch that? Are Democrats supported that?
101.
101. And I guess they just forgot that over at CNN because that would be actual news. We could do that all day. Okay, I'm going to play the rest of it, and then we'll go to a break.
Which is the Palestinian version of the Muslim Brotherhood, whose goal is to impose Sharia law on the Western world, including America. But did the mainstream media report the truth about Democrats honoring this organization? No, they didn't. Radical hate preacher Louis Farrakhan, the anti-Semite, who is beloved by many figures in the Democratic Party, such as Women's March co-chair Linda Sarsour, and even President Obama hugged Farrakhan. Farrakhan traveled to Iran this week and chanted death to America. Meanwhile, Democratic lawmakers and Democratic activists still refuse to condemn him. Did the mainstream media report this story to you? No, because the mainstream media are pawns of the left, and the left has a major anti-Semitism problem.
I got to stop it there, and then we'll go, and just a word here, and then we'll come back after the break. Did you see where Alyssa Milano, who is, you know, the off-the-charts left wing, has decided that she's not in lockstep with the Democrats because they still want to support Louis Farrakhan?
Weird.
All I can say is,
I guess you got to have a line somewhere.
I guess you have to have a line somewhere when they're chanting death to America.
Yeah, that might be a bit much.
Unless you're, I don't know, Nancy Pelosi or somebody.
I just hope these
Maxine Waters
people Corey remember Booker. When this lands in the middle of their back like an 800-pound gorilla, you pick this fight.
Yeah, I got a little Russian thing I want to talk about, too, about what Putin said. Oh, no, Russia, Russia, Russia. But Putin has enough sense to know that you can't let these guys into your country because there won't be a country anymore. I mean, okay, so we just have a lot to talk about, don't we? So let's go to a break right now, and then we'll come back, and we will proceed with journalistic excellence, even if nobody's listening. Thank you very much. You're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, home of Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State.
And it's Style of Wild time now with a Soul Train gang, the Soul Train line, OJs and Trump Train.
State of Jefferson. Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The elections are over, and we continue to see the downward decay of our country's morals and values. I am even more convinced that we cannot trust elections alone to turn our country back to a constitutional republic and where God is restored to his rightful place in our hearts. Our country will only be restored if the people return to God and his values. This alone will change the direction of our country. Remember, you matter to God. Now it's up to you to make a difference. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Okay, turkey?
Check.
Stuffing?
Check.
Pie?
Sure, got good old pumpkin.
Well, I'd rather have apple, or maybe a cream pie, or maybe a little of each.
Well, now what do I do?
Go to Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive and order a four-pack for just $19.99. That way, everyone gets their favorite pie this year.
Okay, I'm off to feed the inner bear.
Oh, hey, and don't forget to add in their limited holiday pie, candy cane chocolate cream pie.
Mmm.
Black Bear Diner.
I need another story, something to get off my chest. My life gets kind of boring, need something that I can confess. Till on my sleeves I stained red, from all the truth that I've said. Come by it honestly, I swear. Thought you saw me wink, no, I've been on the brink. So tell me what you want to hear.
That stuff. Who's that? I forgot.
Be One Republic.
One Republic. There you have it. I think it's called Secrets. We don't have any of those in our country these days, do we?
Not in California.
Not in California.
No, never.
No, everything's as it seems. Go back to sleep.
Fortunately, everything is as it seems. You've just got to look.
Mm-hmm. What? I guess we have a caller on the line, Roberta. She wants to tell us about the event that was out at Shasta College last night. Roberta, are you there? Roberta. Are you there, Roberta?
I am.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, goodness. I went to Shasta College last night. They presented Over There, which is a depiction in music of the times when World War II started through the ending of it. They captured the emotions. They captured President Theodore Roosevelt and Wilson and what the suffrage women were going through. They just packed so much into that, and it was absolutely done beautifully. So I just want to hail Shasta College.
Very good.
Very good.
Hey, we appreciate the call.
Okay. Keep it up, guys.
Thanks, Roberta. Okay. Bye-bye. I got this thing pulled up here, and this was Putin as this was an address to the Russian parliament. He gave a speech about the tensions with minorities in Russia. I thought this was pretty good. Excuse me. In Russia, live like Russians. Any minority from anywhere, if it wants to live in Russia, to work and eat in Russia, it should speak Russian. It should respect all Russian laws. If they prefer Shia law and wish to live the life of Muslims, then we now clearly advise them to go and live in those places where that's the state's law. Russia does not need Muslim minorities. Minorities need Russia, and we will not grant them special privileges or try to change our laws to fit their desires, no matter how loud they yell discrimination. We will not tolerate disrespect of our Russian culture we had better learn from the suicides of so-called democracies, America, England, France, Germany, Holland. If we are to survive as a nation, the Muslims are taking over those countries, but they will not take over Russia. Our Russian customs and traditions are not compatible with the lack of culture or the primitive ways of Sharia law and Muslims. When this honorable legislative body thinks of creating new laws, it should have in mind the Russian national interest first. Maybe this is what Trump has in common with Putin. Is Putin actually thinks Russia should be...
Putin is exceptionally easy to figure out what Putin's going to
do.
Putin's going to do what's best for Russia. Russia first.
Well, this is the last line. Okay. First, observing that the Muslim minorities are not Russian. The politician in the Duma gave Putin a 5-minute standing ovation. Wow. I mean... And you know, these people can't see what's going on here. I mean, that pretty much says it all right there. Oh, let everybody in. It's a beautiful country. Life is so good. And they're going to contribute, and they're going to pay taxes, and they're not going to bleed off the welfare system or get free schooling and education from everything or work under the table and put us into debt so that we can't come out of it and overwhelm the system by crossing the border in so many numbers that you can't handle.
There's one problem with that entire argument.
What's that?
They already have.
Oh, wow. I feel so behind the times now.
Whoops.
Yeah. It's like, wake up, and then we wonder why Trump got elected overwhelmingly. And this last election, you know, the tempest in the teapot thing. I mean, I seen the article that you posted.
Mm-hmm.
The blue wave was a tempest in the teapot. Why the double down on tantrums will cost them the Senate?
It did. The question is what choice is the Democratic Party going to make now? They have limited power. They have control in the House, but the Republicans firmly control the Senate, the executive, the legislative, the judicial. They control the powers, and believe it or not, the grip is firm on the military if push comes to shove, too.
I wonder what happens if they actually get an attorney general in there that starts actually prosecuting people for stuff.
We're going to see a lot of tit for tat.
I'm just wondering, you know, I mean, good grief. I mean,
is the Democratic Party going to settle down and start to negotiate and govern this country, or are they going to double down on their tactics and their tantrums?
They're going to double down, you know.
I know they're going to double down.
What they're going to do. They're like, holy crap. Mm-hmm. You know, did you see the speech about Nancy Pelosi the other day? Oh, we're all going to work together. Yeah, as long as we do everything that you want to do, then
we understand
together.
What the left's idea of compromise is.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, we do have a caller on the line. We have Nick. Are you there, Nick?
Hey, I'm here. Thank you. Hey, I wanted to talk about old Putin and what he had to say to the Muslims. I watched a debate with Carlton Tucker and one of the young Turks. And Carlton brought up the point that if you don't have a national language, you're losing your culture. And that's playing out here in the United States. You know, we let these people come in here and they're speaking Spanish or they're speaking Arabic or whatever they want to speak, and there's no way for them to integrate into our society and into our culture. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
They don't want to integrate.
Absolutely.
That's the problem.
See, that's the whole problem that these Democrats and these ideologically left communist Marxist progressive socialists don't get. Or do get, and the rest of us that are too dumb to understand what they get, is the fact is that if you're not going to assimilate into the culture, what are you doing here? And that was the whole point of Ellis Island and everything, was to make sure everybody wanted to be here, mm-hmm. understood the culture. You had to, in order to become a citizen, you have to, you know, understand the Constitution, and the government wasn't here to provide you with everything, but was it accept opportunity on an equal basis and an equal footing with everybody else.
And the difference of immigrants and invaders of the past is, the people that came here previously came here to be Americans. They taught their children how to be Americans. They taught them the language. They taught them the Constitution. They wanted them to become part of the fabric of this country.
They didn't want to bring their country's ideological cultures here to revert and take over our culture, which is exactly what we're talking about. I mean, look at the guys coming up from the border. They're all carrying foreign flags, and they don't care about the Constitution or America. Go ahead, Nick.
At the very least, they should be required to learn the English language.
Absolutely, the very
that's
minimum.
That's my opinion. I just wanted to get that point across. Have a great day.
Thanks, Nick.
And, you know, there's another point to me right there. I don't want immigrants to be accepted to the bare minimum of what's acceptable. I want them held to a higher standard. I want quality citizens.
Right.
I support immigration. As I've said often, I think the best thing for America is more Americans. But right. That's what they have to want to be as Americans.
That's exactly right. And we don't want a wave of people coming into our country that don't respect the laws in the first place. They don't care about the laws. That all they're looking for is a handout so let's say that some of them are good people and they're looking for work. Okay, then what about the people who are already here looking for work? I don't know. Just a thought.
Yeah, they shouldn't come first, right? Citizenship doesn't buy you.
No, it doesn't buy. You know, it's like we talked about before. What citizenship does buy you, and the reason that the Democratic machine wants to give everybody citizenship is because you can run for office. We got the first time in history that a Muslim has been elected in the country. I think it's in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she wants Sharia law, which is completely incompatible with the Constitution and freedom. So what is the idea of coming into the country and bringing your culture with? It's the caliphate. These guys want to take over the country. That's their stated goals. The car thing that we just heard, you know, the Democrats supporting that. Is anybody putting two and two together? Does it actually equal four here at some point?
Yeah. It has for years for a lot of us.
And then we got the boneheads, and I'm going to play this clip. This is Eddie Murphy pretending he's a preacher in Brooklyn. I always referencing mm-hmm. this, so I finally dug it up this morning. And so he's pretending he's a preacher, but he's actually a vampire. And this is his argument. And this is the same argument that is happening today. It's called sophistry. And the idiots that are out there that believe everything that they're being told is the guys that are the problem as well. Hold on. We got to get the sound up here. I'm not sure why we have no sound. Try this. No, we got no sound. I need sound, Jared. I'm not hooked up here. Got it? Oh, that's all right. Here we go.
Not one, but two. A story is not one-sided. A story has a duality.
Ah.
It's two sides to every story. What brings to mind the phrase, necessary evil? Now, I know many of you may hear the phrase necessary evil, and you said to yourself, that don't even make no sense to me. Can't be no such thing as necessary. How's evil necessary? That don't match. That's plans and strike, evil and necessary. You see, because without bad, there is no good. Without light, there is no dark. You need both these things. You hear what I'm saying? If every day is a sunny day, well, then what's a sunny day? Well, the bottom line, brothers and sisters, what I'm trying to tell you tonight is that evil is necessary. Therefore, if it's necessary, evil must be good. Evil is good. That's what I think.
Evil must be good.
Let me hear y'all say it.
Evil is good.
That's right. Evil is good.
Think.
Is that done great? Now, the funny part, I'm looking at the clip as he's dressed up as Hal Sharpton.
Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, that is pretty much the argument in a lot of ways. And the thing that the conservatives, the people that want our country to return to what it was and what it is supposed to be, have to understand the nature of the fight that we're in. While we're holding the high ground, while we're taking the high road, the Democratic Party is out with no rules, no compunction, no moral compunction, no anything care. To destroy
whatever. Their
everything.
Their object is to win no matter what.
The code of chivalry, the code of ethics, the code of morals, the code of anything right or decent is out the window.
The end justifies the means because they're going for utopia, right? Yeah. And as long as we get to utopia, it doesn't matter how many bodies are strewn along the highway as we get
exactly.
there.
The ends will justify the means.
Yep.
And in a lot of ways, we are attempting to hold civil discourse with people that are intent on knifing us in the back.
Yeah.
We've got to understand the nature of the fight that we're in here, and we've got to change our thought process and the way that we're engaging these people because we're in a fight. People keep talking about the coming civil war in America. We're here. We're in a civil war.
Yeah, it's
a low-intensity conflict at the moment, but don't
Let's just hope it doesn't escalate to anything worse. We do have a caller on the line. Calvin, are you there, or is that Cal?
Yep,
it's Calvin.
I wish I was here with Edmund Burke, but I'm not. He's gone back in 1784 when he said, "The people never give up their liberties, but under some delusion."
Right.
So we've seen a lot of people gravitate toward just getting along, and instead of understanding that in every county there are United Nations proponents, supporters, and under a delusion of NGOs. That's why the book Reinventing Government was written and became the blueprint for the Clinton administration, because it detailed exactly how partnerships created with the United Nations non-governmental nonprofits created a way of overtaking property rights in every county in California across the U.S. For instance, the Packard Foundation funneled $400,000 to the Sierra Business Council, which went out and monitored all the counties. And for us here in Nevada County, they used the military photographs of 55,000 parcels and decided to submit plans and drawings and information and circled outcroppings of rocks and other non-human areas that private property was to be restricted, and they submitted those to the county. That's what's a partnership, a non-governmental organization working with these people. Although the citizenship thing is really important, we have to go back all the way back to when those who created this environment are keeping us under some delusion. What can we do? Like your co-host there said, you know, what can we do? And I think throw them out. Throw them out legally.
I agree.
You know, you can make a difference locally. You know, you may not be able to fix everything in Washington or down at the UN building in San Francisco or the one, but you can flush out the United Nations non-governmental organizations, which every one of them, like the Sierra Business Council, should lose its non-governmental organization status, as well as the animal place here in Nevada County that wants to now come to the rescue of people suffering from the fire and want donations. Don't donate to them. They're connected to the SPCA, connected straight back to the United Nations, Berkeley, and Humboldt State. I mean, you have elitists running a lot of these programs, and nobody knows it because they're nonpartisan.
Well, the fact of the matter is, Calvin, is they're not nonpartisan. They only put that on the letterhead.
Exactly.
A lot of these councils of government that have been given regulatory authority. Would somebody please explain to me what the hell regulatory authority is? Where are you authorized to create law or regulation anything?
I can answer that. This goes back to the Roman Empire when they started creating statues. Statues were invented by the Emperor Justine, I think. So what he did was, in order to govern the outlying provinces, you know, you'd have to send out edicts from Rome that were like scrolls, and they'd run out to all the different provinces, and they would create these massive regulations. The problem with the regulations are is that you have to be very specific with each regulation, because every time you create a regulation, somebody goes, well, I can do this instead. And so what you do is it gets bigger and bigger and bigger until you have so many regulations that you can't even figure out what all of the regulations are.
Well, a council of government in another language is referred to as a Soviet. That's what they are. They're little Soviets running around everywhere. You have these councils of government, these unelected officials that are appointed, and they are turned loose with the power to make and break.
That's why you have to have prosecutions on these guys and follow the Constitution.
At what point do we refuse to comply? At what point do we do what we need to do and dare them to do something about it instead of the other way around?
I think it's already started. I think Calvin, you got anything else? We got to move on.
The Sea of Liberty is never without waves, said Thomas Jefferson. I've got plenty of surfboards, so I'm going to catch the wave, and I'm going to ride it and get tubed, okay?
Hey, say hello to your brother for me.
Yeah, stay mighty, you guys.
All right, thanks, Calvin.
Bye.
Yeah, a little twist on the Tree of Liberty there. He's catching the wave of liberty. You know his brother's a world-class surfer, don't you?
I did not know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he actually was the guy that invented Mavericks down there in Half Moon Bay.
Oh, yeah. I did not know that.
Interesting. As an interesting sidebar. Anyway, wow. Q just posted some stuff here that's interesting. It says, what if the below could be proven? Now, we've been looking at this date for quite some time, and we know that D-class is coming on this 11-11. Q's been talking about this for quite a while. And it says, what if this could be proven? Number one, that the election and the Democratic Party officials filled out many thousands of blank ballots. We already know that somebody signed an affidavit, I think it was on Friday, in Broward County, which is the seat of corruption in almost every election, as he
down
like.
There where Tina Turner's running the Thunderdome.
Where Ike rules.
Yeah, Master Blaster runs Broward County.
I know. You're talking about Snipes. Oh, boy. Spin the wheel. Make a deal. Yeah, that's exactly how these people are.
It's insane. It's blatant. It's in the open, and they are daring the American people to do something about it.
Number two, what if election plus D party officials removed and destroyed legal ballots? What if they did? This is saying, what if they could prove it? What if they – see, remember we're talking about this D class that's coming, I think? I think that there is a big thing coming down the pipe here, and it's all in place now. You got Jeff Sessions out of the way. I think I'm just saying. I don't know. I'm just reading this stuff. You know,
and it goes back to what we're trying to say is understand the nature of the fight. Are you going to take a long walk into the night while you hold your head high and you take the high ground? Because not me. I'm going to go kicking and screaming and biting, and if I got nothing left, spitting on them.
So let me read these just for fun. Okay, number two, if the Democratic Party officials removed and destroyed legal ballots. Number three, if the Democratic Party officials deliberately organized non-citizens voting. If number four, if the Democratic Party in locations across the United States under lock and key stored many thousands of blank ballots for the purposes of altering
ready
the vote
to go.
Total. Who safeguards the blank ballots? Who issues the blank ballots? Who controls the blank ballots? How many blank ballots are generated versus total country population? The control and issuance of blank ballots is the key. So evidently, what Q is basically saying here is, I think they've got proof of who's doing it.
And here's my question, the elephant in the room that everybody seems to be missing. Okay, they found tens of thousands of ballots that were quote-unquote lost. Who lost them?
Yeah, I don't know.
Where were they to begin with that they got lost in transit? Who lost them? Why is that person not being called out and being held responsible for losing thousands of ballots?
Well, you know, this is here's Sally. You know, words of warning for Sunday. Those who cast votes decide nothing. Those who count votes decide everything.
And here's my question for the good citizens of California, and especially us intrepid souls up here in the poor North State. If this is going on in Florida and Georgia and Arizona, you really think this isn't going on in California? You really believe that we voted the gas tax back in on ourselves? You really believe that? Because I don't. I don't believe it for a minute.
I don't know.
I mean, I've met some dumb people, but none of them voted for that.
Yeah, we don't have a toothbrush. We wouldn't have a toothbrush in California. What you're saying is we would have a toothbrush.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
I don't know. I just posted in Facebook, without evidence, Trump and Session warn of voter fraud in Tuesday's election. I don't know, man. I got to say, it might be a setup here that's coming.
How
down the
about pilot. The fact that Florida's Constitution declares that any ballots not received within and accounted for within 30 minutes of the polls closing are invalid. They've just forgotten that law.
Wow.
You don't get to lose ballots.
Let's just forget about the laws in general. That's kind of the
exactly.
Yeah. The laws are, you know, you don't have to worry about innocent till proven guilty. You know, you can be convicted without any evidence, even though we just heard from, you know, Liz Wheeler that, by gosh, that there was no evidence, and several of them have recanted their positions. They've been sent to referrals for criminal prosecution. Yeah, I know. So that's what I'm saying. We've got, the last I looked at, it was like 61,000 sealed indictments.
Mm-hmm.
Something is brewing here. And now I'm just reporting. I'm just a journalist. I speculate on things sometimes.
One of my worries, though, is how does this occur without the Declaration of Martial Law?
I don't know. Interestingly enough.
I don't see a massive purge on that scale going down peacefully.
I don't know. All I'm doing is pointing a few things out that I'm seeing. You know, it's like this Broward County thing. I mean, gosh, there's a thing post here. I'll post it on Facebook. Let's see if I can get it over there. Do you not realize how many people that are weirdos that shot people up and did things from Broward County? Just saying. I don't know. But I'm going to post that on Facebook just for fun. And, you know.
Well, at what point? I mean, I don't think any more people can deny what's going on. I don't think that they can.
Oh, sure, you can't.
I don't think you can hide behind the.
Oh, absolutely. You can be hide. You can. Didn't you just hear the clip about evil is good, dude?
But doesn't it have to be intentional at this point? Do you not intentionally have to be sitting there going la, 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 not to see it? I mean, can you really go through your day and be so obtuse that you have no clue?
Yeah. Yeah, I know a few people like that, actually.
That's frightening.
I know. Yeah.
That's frightening.
There goes my dad. Let's go to a break, Jared, while we have time before the top of the hour. We'll stop there while we're ahead. Here we go. This is good.
I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans, covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know, nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Same myself.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State in a target-rich environment.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I mean, I was just reading on the break. It's like, let's see, Lieutenant Uhura, I mean,
Brenda Snipes.
Brenda Snipes, I'm sorry. publicly recommends counting illegal votes. Are these people just plain stupid, or are they just so brazen that they don't give a crap anymore?
They've gotten away with it for decades.
I just don't understand.
They're actually dumbfounded that they're not getting away with it now.
I think that...
They're flabbergasted. What do you mean we can't do this?
I think we're going to see a series of people getting cuffs on... Well, we won't see that on CNN, because what we'll see on CNN is how, you know...
Hopefully we won't see it on CNN because they're all in cuffs.
Well, we'll see the beatdown by Jim Acosta for, you know, a couple more days.
What an idiot. What an idiot.
Yeah.
But the lawyer for Broward County Election actually tried filing an injunction in court trying to recount the election because the ballots of illegal aliens had been discounted. Really? I don't say.
I got the story here. Election worker Chelsea Smith signed sworn affidavit that a legal statement alleging Broward County election staff were filling in ballots. So, I mean, it's like he's saying, if you got all the do they have the evidence? And then the one post right before that, it says let the unsealing begin. Let the declass begin. Let the world witness the truth. We the people, justice under the law. I mean, we're either sitting here watching this thing develop in truth, or we're completely out of touch with reality. I don't know. Do you think anything is going to happen to these people that are breaking the law?
Yes.
I think it has to. Otherwise, I mean, there's nothing to prevent us from storming the Bastille at some point.
Exactly.
So,
and that's my main question is when are people ready?
Oh, we got another. Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at stuff. There's so much crap going on. It's like, holy moly. Do you want to talk about the blue wave? Was a tempest in a teapot? Let's see. Politically indoctrinated, unused to the partisan ebb and flow of the constitutional republic, and to those small feathered folk predisposed to hand-wringing and gloomy
prognostications.
Thank you. Prognosticating. Tuesday's election would indeed look bleak for the cause of conservative restoral. With the surrender of the House to the Democrats' party. What if they start proving that these guys are creating all these issues with the voter fraud?
Yeah, then there could be a problem, couldn't there?
Could be a problem. Maybe it's a good thing.
Guess who holds the houses and the judiciary to decide that argument?
Let's see. Holding the House and the judiciary. The Supreme Court? The one that we just...
Yeah.
Anybody heard any news on Ruth Bat-Crap Crazy?
Yep, she fell down. She's done.
Did she quit?
No. I mean, it... Not to be crass, but historically, when old people fall down, you get about 10 months, maybe.
Oh. Well, she broke three ribs.
Mm-hmm.
She's like the Crypt Keeper, you know, as far as looks.
Early onset of pneumonia.
I mean, I hope that she gets well.
I mean, I'm really trying not to celebrate the pending death of a fellow human being.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I don't know. I don't want to stoop to that.
Yeah, I don't want to.
But
in all practicality, all signs are pointing to Ruth Bader Ginsburg's time on the bench is extremely limited.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a matter of time now. Does that mean that we have? Here's what this says in that article you posted. Truth post election 2018. The party of Trump firmly holds the executive branch. And the wholesale cleansing of the administration, departments, agencies, and apparatus of the embedded resist movement is reaching crescendo soon to leave these crucial revamped tools fully at the command of the chief executive to be loosed upon his command. Mm-hmm. I think we're about ready to see.
I think
it loosed.
There's a lot of these agencies that have gone through a cleansing, and they're going to be turned loose.
Yeah,
do their job for the first time in a long time.
It's kind of like, release the crackhead. I mean, the Kraken.
Exactly. In a lot of ways. It's, you know, who's really in control at this point?
Yeah.
And, You look at the people that are gone, the thousands of government employees that have been drummed out, the agencies that have been cut and reduced, the people that Trump has put in charge of cleaning up these agencies. Don't be mistaken, there's been a wholesale cleansing already going on, and that's just the start.
Yeah, this is making a pretty good point. Is even in a constitutional crisis, as promised by some progressive leadership, requiring a convention of states, Republicans control the state houses and governorships as well, although the loss of several governorships, especially in battleground states, is troubling, and this election, one conceivable black mark, okay, but it says this has the progressive has left the progressives with two choices: win back the good will of the historic base by settling in and using what little power they have to negotiate with the president to govern the nation, or double down on tantrums that cost them the Senate to feed the growing young communist influence now loose in the party. Remember when we talked about Barack Obama being a socialist communist? He started out with, he's a socialist. He's not a socialist. You can't prove that.
He's a communist. He's a diehard communist.
And then we said, he's a communist. You can't prove that. He's not a communist. And then it was, well, what's wrong with communism?
Exactly. Exactly. The narrative, the left is very good at moving the goalpost, continually moving the goalpost.
Yeah.
And we allow them to. And we need to grab a hold of truth. We need to stop arguing and debating with them on their terms and trying to negotiate their nonsense and get back to the truth and the facts of the matter and grab a hold of them like a pit bull and drag them to ground. And stop it.
Well, I think that I'm looking right at this affidavit by Chelsea Marie Smith, and, basically she's saying she watched them fill out the ballots in the back room. The Pitney Bowes room. So they had locks on the Pitney Bowes room, so you couldn't, only if you had the combination, you could get in there.
Mm.
And so... you had to have the security number, and so she was never provided with the security number. But evidently, she saw them. Eventually, one of the employees opened the door, took the ballots from her, and closed the door. I was not let in the room, and the employee seemed very rushed. From the window, I was unable to determine what the documents were on the table. But evidently she's seen them. I was asked to deliver another stack of absentee ballots request forms in the same room. Once again, the employee ignored my knocking, blah, 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 blah. Eventually, they opened the door. I could see four SOE employees sitting at the table actively filling out election ballots. Each had a stack of blank ballots to the right of them, about an inch high, and a stack of completed ballots to their left. And there were perhaps a dozen in each completed stack. I could see that the bubbles on the right stack had not been filled in, and the bubbles on the left stack had been blackened.
So what you're telling me is they, post-election, they took the voter rolls, figured out who didn't vote, and voted for them.
Evidently, they have a bunch of blank ballots that they can use to fill in the gaps. Wow.
Must be nice.
That would never happen in California.
That never happened here.
That would never happen
in California. It does happen here in California. They've been caught. They've been caught locally. Trinity County is as corrupt as can be, was completely caught with their pants down exposed, and nothing happened. They caught it in L.A. They caught it in several other counties with the last election. They caught it with Bernie Sanders when Hillary Clinton and the DNC screwed him out of the national election, and nothing happened, because you go to the Attorney General of California and he does nothing.
Well, I guess we'll get that out after the break. Here we go. It's top of the hour, so we'll see you on the other side, and then we'll continue our quest for journalistic integrity.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Ballots, fraudulent ballots that were not properly delivered, signed, whatever, should be counted. Okay, Senator Nelson is clearly trying to commit fraud to try to win this election.
More than 8,000 firefighters battling three large blazes at both ends of California that have destroyed thousands of structures and killed 25 people overall. About 397 square miles of California is burning with a campfire in Northern California's Butte County, the largest, third deadliest wildfire on record in the state. World leaders commemorated the end of World War I this morning in France, but they missed the exact moment that it stopped.
The leaders walked side by side in a somber, rain-soaked line as the bells finished tolling to begin the commemoration. But they had arrived a shade after 11 a.m. It was at 11 on November 11, 1918, when the devastating World War came to an official close. The presidents and other dignitaries had left the French presidential palace in buses, Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin travelling separately, with Putin the last to arrive. Sunday's ceremonies are intended to drive home the disaster that would befall the world should it stumble into another global war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Autopsy results have proven that the gunman in last week's bar shooting in Thousand Oaks, California, did kill himself. He had exchanged gunfire with the police. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Life is all about choices. Cars, shoes, appliances, pretty much everything you buy. And when it comes to life insurance, SelectQuote offers you a choice of your best prices from up to 10 life insurance companies and over 100 different policies. So you not only get the perfect life insurance for your needs, you'll probably save hundreds of dollars in the bargain. Kevin is 39. He controls his blood pressure with meds, but is in good health. SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. SelectQuote, it's all about choices.
To see how affordable life insurance can be for you, go to SelectQuote.com or call 1-800-885-7755. That's 1-800-885-7755. 1-800-885-7755. Over a million people know, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The insider trading conviction of an investment banker has been overturned by a divided appeals court that concluded there were procedural errors.
The 2-1 ruling by the 2nd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals means that Sean Stewart could face another trial on charges his father's and others made over $1 million trading on secrets he shared about pending mergers and acquisitions. The appeals court said Stewart deserves a new trial because his lawyers were not permitted by a Manhattan trial judge to adequately challenge a statement that his father, Robert Stewart, had made. Statements his father made to the FBI after his father's arrest in the case were not allowed to be shown to jurors, something the appeals court said was a mistake that could have made a meaningful difference in jury deliberations. Jeremy House reporting.
Israel's prime minister defending his decision to allow the transfer of $15 million from Qatar to Gaza's Hamas rulers. Benjamin Netanyahu rejecting criticism the move strengthens terrorists. News and analysis at townhall.com. A former UK minister says others may step down from the government to protest Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit plan.
Joe Johnson, the younger brother of Boris Johnson, told BBC Radio that it's up to members of Parliament to take a stand against May's plan to leave the European Union, saying it would damage Britain's national interests. Johnson stepped down as Transport Minister a day earlier and called for a second Brexit referendum. He said the plan is so different from what had been promised during the 2016 referendum that a second vote is needed. May has rejected all demands for another vote, saying the 2016 vote in favour of leaving the European Union is definitive. Karen Chamath, London.
Today is Sunday, November the 11th. It's the 315th day of 2018. There are 50 days left in the year. On this date in history, 1620, 41 pilgrims aboard the Mayflower anchored off Massachusetts, signing a compact. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
You can.
Where were you born, man?
Huh? Where was I born?
That's right. I said, where were you born?
Hey, are you one of those dudes that do horoscopes, man? Hey, I'm a Cancer with a bad moon
rising. Look here, El Fago. Watch my lips. Where were you born?
I was born in East L.A., man. I was born in East L.A.
Oh, yeah, you're born in East L.A. Well, let's see your green card, huh?
Green card? I'm from East L.A.
All right, well, then who's president of the United States?
Oh, that's easy, man. That guy that used to be on Death Valley days, John Wayne.
All right, let's go. Come on.
That's funny. He's got a completely Spanish accent, but he doesn't speak Spanish. Oh, boy. Had to play that one. Couldn't resist it. Wow. Where do we begin again? We got another hour here of this stuff.
Yeah. It just, the insanity keeps piling up. You know, one thing that I would like people to be thinking about today is how many citizens' lives have been lost or endangered due to the criminal negligence of California. You take Oroville Dam, you take the forest fires, you take the sanctuary states, you take the disarmament of citizens, you take all of these things and you start to add up the numbers. And it becomes horrific really fast.
I got to say, our thoughts and prayers are going out to the victims of the campfire.
Absolutely.
Paradise, California. What a terrible thing. I mean, they've actually lost almost 7,000. I don't even know what the count is. It was 70,000, 80,000 acres the first day, and which is, you know, incredible amount of damage to structures and people. And there.
And it was so fast and just so – and there is nothing to be blamed for this other than the incredible fuel loads in our forests.
Right.
And there's this argument going on now between who's responsible because it's on federal lands or the state – it is absolutely the state of California because people are not even allowed to timber harvest to the federal levels. You have to pass NEPA
right.
to be able to harvest timber. But the state of California has a say-so too, and this is where you run into trouble with timber harvest plans, is that you cannot get past CEQA in California to get a timber harvest plan if you're able to get one, which is a rarity. It takes years and hundreds of thousands of dollars. And not only do you have to get past the state, but you have to get past their attack dogs like Sierra Club and all these other sue and settle NGOs that do nothing but drag these timber plans into court and make them completely non-profitable.
And
this is California's insanity.
Well, and as you sow, shall ye reap is really what it comes down to. I mean, if we're not...
It's costing lives. California's gun policies are costing lives. We saw that in Thousand Oaks. There were police officers in that building that were not allowed to be armed that could have stopped that shooting. This is a process that is repeating itself. The fires are preventable. Where are the fuels reductions? Where are the fuel breaks? Where is the preventative medicine to protect our people? The lives lost are on California's heads. The citizens that are being robbed and murdered and raped by illegal aliens under California's sanctuary law. This is criminal negligence on an astounding scale by the state. Oroville Dam, which is a situation that is not over yet. How many people were put directly in danger? Where is the money that was supposed to be maintaining the dam? Where was the oversight? This is California's criminal negligence. They are killing us.
Well, there you have it. I can't really argue with it. Well, and here's a classic example, speaking of this. You know, I've been looking at these California Opportunity Zones lately, which I think were implemented at the federal level with the Jobs and Act that was passed by the Congress and Trump. And Cory Booker had a hand in this, and then the other Republican senator. But California, in its usual co-option of anything that comes down the pipe, is you know, here's their core strategy. Okay, and again, I'm not, you know, downing the law on opportunity zones as much as this is a classic example of what California does to things. Okay, so number one, the first is California's 2018 Oz strategy. So they named it Oz. So now we're in the land of freaking Oz.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Opportunity Zone. In short, the state's competitive edge will come to those states. Now I'm reading this right off their CA.gov page. And on the need for state investment vision, the good news is that California has one. Okay, they have an investment vision.
I'd love to hear it.
It's built around, wait for it, climate, sustainability, equity, and environmental justice as core values. Does that ring any bells to you at all? Do you remember any kind of investment strategy that was based on climate, sustainability, equity, and environmental justice?
Yeah, CalPERS.
I knew you'd get it. What's going on with CalPERS?
I cut your economic sustainability right here. Come pick it up.
California's core Oz strategy, and the real deal is that all you can do is follow the Yellowbrick Road to the capital down there at Sacramento. Yeah,
to the Emerald City.
To the Emerald City, that's right.
Yeah, and the home of gangrene.
Their strategy is focused on investable pipeline development, community engagement. What does that even mean? Pipeline development, community engagement. The state's interagency Oz working group is reaching out to both California communities and investors to highlight how co-investment in transformative climate communities and other pre-existing local and state investments is designated Oz areas can offer co-investment opportunities for newly forming Oz funds in line with the state's vision of sustainability and equitable future. These guys are absolutely clueless when it comes to investments. They don't care about rate of return.
All they did was change the name of private-public partnership because we got smart enough to figure out that's communism and Agenda 21.
Yeah.
It's the exact same thing with a different label.
So I think these guys are going to be completely out of the loop, quite frankly, as this thing goes along because, you know, all the investment places I've ever worked at or actually been involved in investment strategies, guess what? They're worried about getting a rate of return on their money. They're not worried about – now, if you can have climate change and you can fund solar things that are going to make everybody's life better and, you know, have sustainable energy and all that stuff, that's great. But they're saying that their primary investment strategy is built around climate sustainability, equitable and environmental justice. What the hell is environmental justice? Is that what we got right now in California?
That's exactly what we have.
Okay.
Those people sitting dead in their car outside of paradise have experienced environmental justice.
Yeah, that's Yeah, environmental justice. What does that mean? And is Gavin Gruesome? Gavin, is he going to come in with and support this?
Probably a little greaseball.
We need to go to a break. Red's going off. He's going off the deep end. Anyway, you've been
a little aggravated.
You've been listening to KCNR 1460 and home of the Free Fire Media Community Radio for the North State, and we'll see you on the other side of this break.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Among women, breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Early detection and treatment is a key, along with prevention. Reduce your risk by exercising more, drinking alcohol less, and eating a healthy diet. If you're over 40, have a regular screening and mammogram.
This message brought to you by Dr. Pomela DeNuca and Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Come from a long line of tough, and I'm built to stand my ground. Yeah, when push comes to shove, I don't back up and I don't back down, because I know just what it's back home that I'm fighting for. I'll storm through the gates of hell, even if it means I'm knocking on heaven's door. Don't tread on me or my memory. I fight for you so that you're free. We've never met, but bet I'll do it again. And I'll lose my mind, I'll give my life. If that's what it costs, but that flag to fly. And I'll wear it proud like all the others before. Why the hell you think they call it old glory? Rolling through the sea, or boots down in the sand.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. We're just looking at these opportunity zones. Now, don't get me wrong. I think there's a huge opportunity here. I just don't think I want California to be a part of my opportunity.
Why is the opportunity zone up here where they grow weed?
I don't know.
Notice that?
Now, there are some parts down here in the city of Reading, and, you know, it's not all bad. And but it does make you wonder why the whole Hoopaw Valley Reservation is an opportunity zone.
A little strange there.
I don't know.
Southern Trinity? Western Shasta?
Yeah, opportunity.
Yeah. Southern and Western and Eastern Humboldt? That's weird.
Yeah, it really is. And I was going to look at the...
So my question is we have to have opportunity zones to promote opportunity. Is that admitting that there's currently not opportunity in California now, and you won't have opportunity if you're outside of one of those zones?
The thing with these opportunity zones is there's a way to avoid capital gains issues, which can be huge, and I'm all for that. We should completely wipe out any capital gains tax as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, but just to give you an idea of who's involved in California in these opportunity zones, we've got the California Department of Finance. These are all the agencies that are going to be working in conjunction with the investors to promote.
Who are the investors?
Well, they come out of the woodwork, angel investors, and people that have capital gains can actually invest in these funds and so forth. But what I'm looking at here is who's going to be involved in California. Let's see, we've got the Department of Housing and Community Development, and Department of Food and Agriculture, Department of, California Workforce Development Board, Housing Finance Agency, State Transportation Agency, High Speed Rail Authority. That kind of sets off a few bells for me. So in other words, they're going to try to get a bunch of private funds to to fund all of their projects. And when I was listening to their presentation,
so it's public-private partnership.
Well, when I was listening to their deal, their spiel, they're like, well, these investors are really going to want a rate of return of at least, you know.
What are they investing in?
At least, well, lots of different things, but at least a rate of return of anywhere from 3 to 5% at the very minimum. All the investors that I ever worked with want 150 to 100% or better, you know, especially the guys who know what they're doing. So anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there for fun and games. And, you know, again, we need to do a little more research on this, and we're going to have more up on it.
I have questions.
There's questions, but do some homework on this. And there is a way to avoid capital gains entirely through this program, which I think is good. Yeah. And it is a nationwide program. So even if California butts into this thing, there's other places maybe to invest in that are much more friendly to, you know, and not trying to dip into the, rate of return, because I don't even think these guys know what return on investment. The guy that was operating it is, you know, is now a cohort of Gavin Newsom, and he was also worked for Obama.
Well, it's a good thing that California is on the up and up, because if there was any corruption here, I would be extremely worried that this could
skeptical.
Be, yeah, this could be used for nefarious means.
Well, with that said, we got two callers on the line. We'll go to Lori first and then Mary. Lori, are you there?
Yes, good morning. First, would like to commend and salute all the veterans out there. The longer I live through what's going on with our country, the more I deeply appreciate what sacrifices they've made, and when they return, the lack of treatment, respect, all of it, it just infuriates me. So I've just turned a new chapter on what our government does with the military and the veterans that we have. So that said, I want to follow with the Thousand Oaks alleged shooting. I initially believed it completely because I'm mainly a radio person. I listen while I work. So when I do get the time to go look at video with the body language and the nuances, I am on another page with this, what they call a Thousand Hoax issue. There's a lot of dings and dents when I look at, you know, the people that were apparently at the Las Vegas shooting were also at this little bar in the Thousand Oaks area. It's an empty bar. There's no music. Who does dancing classes on a school night at 11:30 at night? That's weird. I went to Pepperdine, so I'm kind of like, wait a second. I'm just trying to pull it together, connect the dots like we all do when we investigate, check, and verify. What sheriff shows up on his own solo, unprotected, and then allegedly now is apparently been murdered there? And maybe there have been these people killed. Where are the ambulances? Where's that footage and video at Robles Hospital, rather? The shooter stops and does a social media posting and then apparently suicides with three bullets, and now later today they're saying, oh, okay, we did engage in some gunfire. This is why it's just this with the ballot stuff. You get information after they fix it or maybe doctor it up or, you know, dress it up and shove it out there hoping people buy it, hook, line, and sinker. So I know this is religious, political stuff. There's soft targets like schools, concerts, bar and grills, churches and temples and whatnot. I was looking into this, and then, of course, we had the Paradise fire fiasco, and that's what I've been doing nonstop is just looking into all of that. So I know you cover this, the gun grab, confiscation. Either we arm everyone or they take it all away. That seems like the extreme. And I don't like how they blame mental health on the military people or PTSD and all the rest as another way to just extract people who know what they're doing with guns and protecting us. So that's basically what I wanted to ask people. Please go look at the video of what's out there. CNN, it's so scripted. One guy shows up the next day and talks like it's still at night. He screwed up the script so badly. It's morning or whatever, broad daylight, and he's talking like he's still at the club. No, seriously, it's just so bad.
CNN.
So anyway, I'd like transparency, and not in a transgender way. I want transparency all the way possible. So appreciate your show, you guys.
All right, thanks, Lori. I appreciate
the
call.
Have a good one. Bye.
You too. Mary, you're up. Mary, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here. Hi.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. Hey, one thing that I wanted to mention, I missed a whole bunch of program because I was in a dead zone. Anyway, one of the things I wanted to mention was when we're dealing with any opposition, this time being Audrey Denny or, you know, the other people, we can't give them clues on how to run a successful run for office. Well, she made a lot of mistakes, and I don't want to mention the mistakes because I think that she ought to keep making those mistakes. But anyway, I didn't get a chance to respond to you guys earlier.
Not a problem, Mary.
But if you see what I mean, though, if we're on the phone and we're discussing everything that she did wrong, then she corrected, we'd kind of help her go along.
Well, they're going to be paying attention to what the other side says anyway. And, if they've got any common sense, they're going to try to correct their things. But at the same time, we got to be informing voters out there what's going on. And that's the real decision makers, you know.
In my personal opinion, Audrey Denny had such a good showing in the district, not because of Audrey Denny, but because of Doug LaMalfa and his lackluster, lackadaisical performance and his supporting of things like the Cromney bus and John Boehner and TPP. And, you know, when called to the, you know, called into question by his constituents, you know, insulting them and telling them that they read too much internet and they're crazy hoax conspiracy theorists, probably doesn't sit real well with looking at your reelection.
Yeah, he put a hole in his net, that's for sure. Okay, thanks. I love your program. I wish I heard more of it today. I think I'm happy in a dead zone. You know that? I don't have any communication.
Sometimes it's nice.
It's not bad to be in your happy place.
Bye.
I swear, my Outlook program is just screwing up. I delete stuff and it's right back. Like, I don't know what's going on. Anybody else's computers been acting kind of weird the last week, 2 weeks, month?
Off and on. It's probably the Chinese.
I'm thinking it's got to be something like that, but it's just nuts. I mean, I delete these and then they come right back. And it's like, what the heck? So, wow, I don't know. So anyway, I wanted to touch on this vaccine thing that I had here. And we're going to switch gears a little bit, but California vaccine mandate czar proclaims an end to all medical exemptions. Granting medical exemptions as an administrative public health function and that the state has chosen to delegate to physicians. However, the practice of granting exemptions isn't the practice of medicine. There is no treatment or diagnosis of illness. Since the state delegates this public health authority to the physicians, the state should also be able to revoke the duty. This is Senator Pan, and this is on 10/29/18. In fact, they should be able to retroactively revoke previously granted medical exemptions that are based on the abuse of authority. I mean, talk about the pot calling the kettle black. I mean, these guys, well, they sit up in their little ivory towers and they're God. And, you know, there's no God, so we are going to replace him with us. You know, I mean, you can't make this crap up. These people think that they are this guy's, I don't know his first name, but I don't know if it's Peter or Senator Pan. Anybody know his first name is?
I do. It's
Peter. I'm just thinking Peter, but, you know, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, it's Richard Pan.
It's Richard. So yeah. Dick Pan?
Dick Pan.
All right. Are you sure that that's correct?
I'm pretty sure. Let me double check, but I think so.
He kind of looks like a hood ornament to me.
Yeah, Dr. Richard Pan.
Richard Pan, Dick Pan.
Dr. Dick Pan.
There you go.
Paging Dr. Dick Pan.
You can't.
Who in the hell does this guy think he is?
He thinks he's smart enough to tell you what to do with your children.
Yeah, it ain't his place. It's never going to be.
Yeah, that's crazy stuff.
You know, at what point do we no longer comply?
Well, and here's – I want to play this. Now, this is a hearing that was at the Congressional Judiciary hearing that was conducted in September of 11th in 2015 on an investigation of Planned Parenthood. And this is really graphic, so you might want to let the kids come out of the room. But I think this illustrates the problem with the left in a big way, because it's undeniable, because you can ignore facts that don't suit your narrative no matter what. And this is a pretty graphic example of one. So here we go.
Ms. Smith, in the precursor to the Gonzalez case.
This, by the way, is Congressman Goodlatte and Bob Goodlatte. And he's reading from the Justice Kennedy's dissent in the U.S. Supreme Court, Steinberg versus Carhart decision. And here we go.
the case of Stenberg versus Carhart, Justice Kennedy dissented from the decision to strike down the partial birth abortion ban, which was later upheld by in the Gonzalez case in a different ban.
A different version, yeah.
That's right. He described at length the testimony provided by abortionist Leroy Carhart about the alternate DNE method or dismemberment procedure. The fetus can be alive at the beginning of the dismemberment process and can survive for a time while its limbs are being torn off. Dr. Carhart agreed that when you pull out a piece of the fetus, let's say an arm or a leg, and remove that, at the time just prior to removal of the portion of the fetus is alive. Dr. Carhart also has observed fetal heartbeat via ultrasound with extensive parts of the fetus removed, and testified that mere dismemberment of a limb does not always cause death because he knows a physician who removed the arm of a fetus only to have the fetus go on to be born as a living child with one arm. At the conclusion of a DNE abortion, no intact fetus remains. In Dr. Carhart's words, the abortionist is left with a tray full of pieces. Justice Kennedy said, the fetus, in many cases, dies just as a human adult or child would. It bleeds to death as it is torn from limb from limb. Ms. Smith, do you believe this practice represents a humane way to die?
Let me separate, which I think is something that's getting confused here in this hearing again and again, which is procedures performed on pre-viable fetuses and procedures that are performed on viable fetuses. Both of the women here on this panel are here today because they were viable at the time the procedures were performed. What you're talking about is pre-viability procedures performed on a fetus that cannot survive outside.
Maybe not. Justice Kennedy was talking about a child that was born alive with only one arm because the other had been pulled off already in the abortion procedure. My question to you is, are you going to answer it? Is this a humane way to die?
I believe for a fetus, a pre-viable fetus, yes, a DNE procedure is a very humane procedure, and it protects the woman and her health and safety more than any other procedure. And, in fact, it was substituted
Ms. Smith,
for the
I'm going to reclaim my time and just say that I have to say that your view of humanity and mine are different.
Does that tell you everything you need to know right there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you're dealing with.
And the other side of the coin is these exact same people would not stand for similar treatment of livestock.
Well,
if you treated cows or chickens or anything else like that, they would be up in arms and out in front of wherever you are trying to shut you down. But it's okay to do it to human beings.
But I'm more interested in the mindset. I mean, all that stuff is awful. But the mindset is that these are the kind of people that kill millions of people. You know, these are the kind of people that completely just wash their hands of any responsibility for anything, no matter how evil it is. Now, you can't look.
It's not new.
I know.
The Nazis did it.
Well,
the communists have done it.
All I'm saying is that this is the classic Eddie Murphy from Vampire from Brooklyn crap, is that they sit there and tell themselves evil is good while they're ignoring the facts that the mother, you know, it's good for the, it's humane for the mother. What about the baby? That doesn't even enter in the equation. So
no.
These guys have got a twisted part in the back of their minds. A lot of people don't even think that ever could happen or will happen, and they just pretend that the abortion thing only happens in the first trimester or whatever. All I'm saying is, and I'm not making any kind of judgment call other than I think that, you know, what he just said is pretty obviously evil.
Yeah.
And so you can pretend that that's not what's happening all you want, but it's still happening. But the point being is that this person has a screw loose who's testifying before Congress to say that this is humane.
That would even try to justify this behavior.
That's what I'm talking about. So let's go on just a little farther.
I will ask Ms. Justin and Mr. Bopp and Ms. Oden very quickly if you support, because you've already answered this question, if you support the Pain-Capable Abortion Act that has passed the House of Representatives and is awaiting action in the United States Senate. Mr. Bopp? Yes, it is necessary for a number of reasons and pertinent to this.
It would prevent many of the instances I just described to the three of you, would it not?
It would, and could also prevent some of the instances, because we don't know for sure the gestational length of the child in some of the instances in the videos, but it could have also prevent some of them.
Watch it.
Sorry.
Ms. Jessen?
I'm speechless with Ms. Smith's reply that she thinks that's a humane way to die.
That's what I'm talking about. And so we've got...
They don't know the gestational development of a human fetus? Really?
I'm telling you, as these guys are also funding people's campaigns at Planned... This is Planned Parenthood.
They're taking taxpayer dollars and then recycling it to the DNC.
Yeah.
That's okay, right?
Yeah, I guess.
No, it's not.
Well, it's legal.
It's in no way, shape, or form okay.
It's legal, right?
No. But nothing happens.
Yeah.
That's the point that we have to start understanding.
The fact that they're even having an argument over that.
If we want recourse, if we want rule of law, we have to become the rule of law.
Well, you have to have a moral outlook on society where you don't keep supporting these guys to start with anyway.
We are the government.
That's right. We the people. The government was set up to put a restraint on the government, not on the people, but protecting everybody's rights. So I'm going to do a little thing. I was going to do it today, but next week I'm going to bring in Frederick Bastiat's The Law, and I'm going to read some things from that, because I think that's what people have a fundamental misunderstanding of what the law is and who's it there to design to protect and what's it for and what powers the government has or should not have with regards to that, because the law, basically the treatise says that you as an individual can't go murder somebody, so neither can the government. And we've lost sight of that. The government should have no more power over people than an individual has. In other words, if I can't steal your property, they can't steal your property. If I can't kill your children, they can't kill your children. But we've lost sight of that fundamental tenet of what the law is designed and set up for and what the Constitution was designed and set up for here in America.
It's a collective bargaining agreement of the citizens of this nation, essentially, is what it is. It's the formation of our collective societal will.
Well, and what we've got going here is during this last election, the people that are in college and so forth are being brainwashed. I mean, I'm looking at PragerU's got a graph here. During the 2018 midterm elections, over 64% of the young people under the age of 24 supported left-wing candidates and policies. What they don't realize is that these pro-socialist, communist, left-wing candidates will be the first ones to take their rights away when they're in total control.
It'll be okay. Let them get out of college. Let them live in the real world for a couple of years. A lot of the kids that got out of college a few years ago and were big supporters of Barack Obama and stuff, you look at the demographics of those voters, and they're changing rapidly. They're waking up. They're looking around going, holy crap.
Yeah. Well,
it'll be okay.
With that said, let's go ahead and go to a break. We'll go to a break here and then come back. And we got about, 20 minutes to the top of the hour. We'll probably get one more break in before the top of the hour. But I just want everybody to, should be thinking about these things in this time of tribulation, if you will, especially here in California and what we're going through and what a lot of people are going through and what is really important as far as, getting from the government and what its real role and responsibility is as far as governing. So with that said, we'll go to a break. You're listening to KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media, Sovereign Mind Radio.
Go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone. He's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. These ain't dues I've been paying. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about Them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Like trash, you'll catch a blast if you move too fast. I talk with class, you don't have to ask. Getting everything by flashing cash, fighting and stealing, don't kill without feeling. So I went in casinos before they start dealing. All about respect and intellect, only mess with the women that pick up the check. Two supermodels, one on each arm, one chick brunette, the other was blonde. I heard their fathers had stocks and bonds, so I whacked them both and left them floating in a pond. Custom made clothes from head to toe, catch Joe at the fight sitting in the first row. Everybody follows when I'm ready to go. No need to show off, they already know I'm a wise guy. I'm a wise guy.
Floating in the pond.
I had to play that Joe Pesci because it seems like that's what our government is a bunch of wise guys. Just saying, I don't know. With that, let's maybe switch gears a little bit here. Let's go to the economy. I mean, let's see. We've got the inflation in Venezuela. U.S. producers' prices rise most in 6 years. They're up to like 80 million dollar percent inflation. Yeah, see, here's a Venezuelan annualized inflation update. Is at 833,997%. So
is that bad?
I think that means that their money's becoming worthless.
Hmm.
So then the other day they go, oh, gee, we want our money back from the Bank of England. Oh, you know the real thing called gold.
Gold.
and the Bank of England was pish posh. We're not going to release your gold because we are superior intellect.
Because we're owned by George Soros.
Because we're a bunch of freaking crooked idiots, you know. Well, yeah. So,
well, see, that's the thing. I mean, maybe that's why all these Latin American refugees are not fleeing to the grandeur of socialism in Venezuela. Do you think maybe that inflation rate has something to do with it? The fact that people are eating pigeons and rats and cats and dogs? That doesn't make
zoo
make
animals
it attractive?
Yeah. I still think we're seeing the start of a real breakdown, a real meltdown from an economic standpoint. Guy from J.P. Morgan Chase the other day pleaded guilty to manipulating the the gold market.
Never.
I would have never thought that would ever exist.
Never guessed that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if anything's going to come out of that because nobody ever seems to get prosecuted for anything anymore. But, yeah, I mean.
That seems to be the thing with these big banksters is just make sure you steal enough. You only got to pay back about half of it.
Yeah, it's I got it right here. J.P. Morgan trader pleads guilty to manipulating U.S. metals markets for years. Now, what's interesting about that fact is that he said he was taught by the upper management how to do it. So he's pleading guilty to this, and he's saying, his name is John Edmonds, and pleaded guilty to one count of commodities fraud and one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud, price manipulation, and spoofing. And he's a 13-year-old J.P. Morgan veteran.
Now, what is spoofing?
Spoofing is where you're. Let me see. I got an explanation right here. Let me find it here. Manipulating metals for spoofing. Palladium contracts. What they do is through the contracts. Okay. What they do is they routinely place orders that were quickly canceled before the trades were executed. So in other words, they might place a huge order
to drive up
the price,
and then
exactly. So it distorts the price mechanism. It's called spoofing. So
it's like when you're sitting on eBay and you're putting in your own bid to drive up the price on what you're trying to sell to people. Okay, got it.
Yeah, or conversely, drive down the price on things that you're trying to buy up.
Oh.
Like, I don't know, silver, something like that.
You mean things like property with, like, rampant fire damage and crime and things like that?
Yeah, it could be a lot
like
of
that.
Different stuff, you know.
Yeah.
See, okay. He was backed by J.P. Morgan, the world's biggest investment bank by revenue. Edmonds, a relatively junior employee with the title of vice president, I guess they got tons of vice presidents, said that he learned this practice from more senior traders and that his supervisors at the firm knew of his actions. Evidently, the case stemmed from an ongoing investigation run by the FBI's New York field office, the Justice Department said. Maybe there's a new sheriff in town.
Maybe.
I don't know.
That's, part of what I think is going on with the cleansing of these federal agencies is, now that they're getting the ships being righted and back on course, they're going to start doing their job and going after these people.
I think you could be right. We shall see what we shall see, because the rubber's going to meet the road here pretty soon. You can't just keep printing money out of thin air and manipulating everything under the sun price wise.
Of course you can. Look at Venezuela. It's working great.
Yeah, here this is how good it's working. Venezuela. This is the headline. Venezuela's latest attempt to sell something worth nothing. We'll pitch OPEC on Petro. So what they're trying to do is they've actually tried to float their own cryptocurrency, which is basically nothing. And they're trying to sell nothing to the OPEC nations and for oil. So the former Venezuelan oil minister Rafael Ramirez wrote, "The petrol only exists in the government's imagination." You can't make this stuff up.
Oh, man.
So it's, I don't know. I mean, maybe God's got to come down and sort this out.
Something. I can't help the sense that the tide is turning. We're seeing reversals. We're seeing victories. We're starting to see the signs. And are we making more of those signs than we should be because it's been so damn dark for so damn long that, we're happy to see any ray of light?
I don't know. I mean, they're getting ready to raise the U.S. debt ceiling to be raised to $22 trillion, which won't get us through till next summer.
Here's the dirty little secret of the debt ceiling. you have no choice but to continually raise the debt ceiling.
Or the economy just
because to continue
apart.
To issue currency, you have to create debt.
Right.
And you must always create more debt than you do currency, so it's a continually losing battle.
Right. Otherwise, it sucks the currency right out of the system, and then everybody's wondering why the economy all of a sudden just collapses. Yeah.
So you either raise the debt system or you scrap the whole thing and start over.
Yeah, here's another one. As fake money seeks its own, Argentina seeks U.S. $8.7 billion Chinese currency swap. you know, inflation right now is at the most it's been. Core inflation, producer price surged month over month, well above the expected 0.2%. The biggest spike since September of 2012. So it looks like the inflation's starting to kick in.
Your eyes on Brazil.
Is the Fed still raising rates? I don't know. Mike Maloney says one hell of a crisis is looming right now, and we shall see. But we've been saying it for a long time, and I didn't think they could juggle the balls this long. But I think that we're starting to see something is going to occur. I'm not sure what it is. Let's go to another break. We got one more break, and then we'll get 10 minutes to the top of the hour, or a few minutes, and then we'll go from there. And I will see you on the other side of the break.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say?
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation's annual turkey trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center to register, or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. There's the diesel horse dash for the little gobblers, the 2-mile walk fun run for the entire family, and this year's timed race will be a rerouted 4.49 miles due to the trail damage from the car fire. Register by November 16th. Join the largest community run and walk Thanksgiving morning, the Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation Turkey Trot. A portion of this year's event will benefit Sacramento River Trail fire restoration projects.
Okay, turkey?
Check.
Stuffing?
Check.
Pie?
Sure, got good old pumpkin.
Well, I'd rather have apple, or maybe a cream pie, or maybe a little of each.
Well, now what do I do?
Go to Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive and order a 4-pack for just $19.99. That way, everyone gets their favorite pie this year.
Okay, I'm off to feed the inner bear.
Oh, hey, and don't forget to add in their limited holiday pie, candy cane chocolate cream pie.
Mmm.
Black Bear Diner.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spankin' new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
From the city trying to take my rifle, but there's something that he needs to understand. Second Amendment's only second to the Bible. He'll have to pull it out of my dead hands. Yeah, he can have opinions. I don't have to agree with him. Ain't nothing wrong with me and him being different. Oh, no, no. But I think that he should know, no, no, how I roll. I'm a survivor. You're damn right I'm a fighter. I'm a big butt skin and try my friggin' Hank Jr. disciple. So don't you be offended when granddad needs defending. This flag I'm waving says I'm staying free. Don't tread on me. No.
Sovereign Mind Radio. Home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. We got a couple more stories here, and then we're done for this Sunday. I mean, oh boy, I'll tell you what. I don't think that it's going to matter what happens with the Fed. Interest rates could hit a new decade high, even if the Fed does nothing at its next meeting. But the big story here, I think, is what I guess this is off Reuters. I don't know. I don't watch mainstream media anymore. I turned off the television because if I want to get lied to, I'll go down and talk to one of the guys in the park. Big investors sue 16 banks in U.S. over currency market rigging. This is out of New York, Reuters. A large group of institutional investors, including BlackRock, Alliance, Pacific Investment Management, has sued 16 major banks, accusing them of price rigging in a roughly $5.1 trillion a day foreign exchange market. The lawsuits were filed on Wednesday in U.S. District Court in Manhattan by the plaintiffs that decided to opt out of similar nationwide litigation as a result of this. The settlements fall, $10 billion. We're into trillions here. The banks being sued are Bank of America, Barclays, BNS Paribas, Citigroup, Credit Suisse, Deutsche Bank, Goldman Sachs, HSBC, JP Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Japan's MUFG Bank, Royal Bank of Canada, Royal Bank of Scotland, Société Générale, Standard Charter, and UBS. Now, so the plaintiffs in the lawsuit accused the banks of violating U.S. antitrust law by conspiring from 2003 to 2013 to rig currency benchmarks, and including the WM Reuters closing rate and so forth. This is a big, huge deal. The manipulation was allegedly done in chat rooms. Now, this is good. The chat rooms with such names as the cartel, the Mafia, the Bandits Club, through tactics with such names as front-running, banging the clothes, painting the screen, and taking out the filth. To manipulate these FX prices, benchmarks and bids and spreads and defendants restraining trade and so forth, therefore injuring plaintiffs. So anybody who's not on the know gets screwed. Everybody who's investing gets screwed, except for these big banks, because mm-hmm. of this ability to manipulate the Forex markets. Mm-hmm. 5.1, that's not billion, that's $1 trillion worldwide. This is the biggest investment crime scheme in the history of the world. And let's see if anybody goes to jail.
And it's been going on for how long?
A long time.
A long time.
A long time.
And what did you say that $5 trillion worth?
$5.1 trillion a day. That's a day.
Just a drop in the bucket.
Yeah,
right?
These guys. Yeah, so you can cover it up. It's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I think we're about down to the end here. And, wow, you can't think of anything more to say after that. At least I can't think of anything right now.
Gird your loins.
Gird your loins. That's right. Remember, keep your heart pure and your thoughts clear. Don't expect God to cover for you. You have to step up. You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties, liberty over security, and truth over lies. Have a great day. Happy Veterans Day. See you next Sunday, and we're out.
Hearts and minds to those people out in paradise.